President Donald Trump likes getting a reaction from his base.
Second Amendment, 100%.
But after recently expressing support for red flag laws, many aren't happy. As Guns in America's Heath Druzan reports, some of his staunchest allies in the gun rights community say they may abandon a man they once thought would expand gun rights.
Gun rights activists are pushing back on the president's call Monday for red flag laws. From Iowa.
That's what Trump is doing now. He is supporting that legislation. That's what's going on. And it's a great big disaster.
To Idaho.
We are going to do everything that we can to stop President Trump and the Senate Republicans from ever implementing this.
These activists are taken to Facebook Live in the wake of two mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio over the weekend. The shootings left more than 30 people dead and dozens injured. Those were clips from Aaron Dorr, president of Iowa Gun Owners, and Greg Pruitt, president of the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Here's exactly what Trump said in reaction to the shootings Monday.
We must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders.
Such legislation gives law enforcement the ability to temporarily confiscate guns from someone deemed a threat to themselves or others. Trump also signaled support for expanded background checks, a third rail for gun rights activists. Other Republicans, like Senators Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio, have said they too would support a red flag bill. These have been broadly popular. A 2018 poll found that 85% of Americans back red flag laws. Support for background checks on all purchases is even higher. But that doesn't sway those in the so-called no-compromise wing of gun rights activism.
We cannot forget that guns are not the problem. They are overwhelmingly used for good.
That's Eric Pratt, Senior Vice President of Gun Owners of America. Pratt thinks there will be more massacres if gun control passes, though there's no known link between gun control and increased mass shootings. The NRA has given initial support to Trump's red flag call, but groups like Pratt's see that as capitulation and are sounding the alarm. These have been some of Trump's most ardent supporters. In battleground states, they're saying gun control could doom him in 2020, including Ohio Gun Owners President Chris Doerr.
And he, more than anybody, should know how gun owners are going to react to a betrayal like that.
Ohio is not only a presidential battleground state, but it's been ground zero in the gun control debate. There, Republicans like Governor Mike DeWine have been supportive of legislation like red flag laws. Doerr, whose brother is Aaron Doerr with the Iowa Gun Group, has long given up on DeWine, but he never expected this from Trump.
He just like literally turned around and dropped a hand grenade into the crowd that he needs the most to win states like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and the blue wall states.
He thinks a lot of gun owners will stay home if their man supports anything they see as contrary to the Second Amendment. So much so, Doerr wouldn't consider supporting Trump if he signed a red flag bill.
Absolutely not. I'd walk away from him in 2 seconds.
And while Doerr's fellow hardline activists, like Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Director Dudley Brown, are taking to Facebook this weekend to sound the alarm about the Second Amendment.
What I need you to do right now is text red flag, one word,
in the form of donations.
To get in the fight to oppose all this gun control.
When you send that text, you receive a request for $5, $10, or $25 and a link to donate. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Druzan.